I say that you don't understand, we'll have a chat afterwards, okay? Come and have a chat with me. So you've all got your bit of sheets, yeah? Let me just borrow this a minute. You've all got your sheets, yeah? As I speak, the question it says, I want you to write down, boys and girls, or draw, if you're not sure about writing down, or draw pictures about following the Lord Jesus. Now, all those things, I'm hoping that I will be saying, does it make a noise because I'm moving? Is it okay? Right, okay, because I'll be moving. All right, so you've got to listen carefully, boys and girls. So I want every single boys and girls to concentrate. I know the older ones, you need to concentrate as well, otherwise we're going to come and wake everybody up. Yeah, okay? If you're a visitor, keep coming back. Great to have you. I really mean that. Now then, people we listen to. Who do we listen to? What's the picture up there? Can someone tell me? What's that picture? We listen to... Now, I'm sorry if you can't see it that well, but you should be able to make that out. Can you see a man that looks got something in his ear and... Yes? Who? Doctor. That's right. We listen to doctors, don't we? Or we should do. We don't always. Who else do we listen to? We should listen to our... Teachers. Have we got teachers here this morning? Yes, our new... Yes, few of the teachers. We should, shouldn't we? Put your hand up if you're on holiday from school. Yeah, hand up. Oh, the teachers are really going for it. Yeah, that's right. And it's great. Enjoy. Who else do we listen to? Ooh, who's that? Yes? A judge. Put your hand up if you think we ought to listen to judges when they talk. Not many hands going up. Yeah, okay, we should do. Right, so we'll listen to these people. Right, let's just look at one more, shall we? Ooh, who else do we listen to? Ooh. Sorry? The police, that's right. Have we got any police officers here this morning?
Retired.
Right. Okay. Well, there we are. We've got to listen to the police. So there's all these people in life that we listen to. Now, what am I getting at? Because I want you now, I don't know whether you notice, but in fact, in our reading, we have got a verse in our reading that I want us to concentrate. So turn to Matthew. Don't worry if you haven't got a Bible. Just sit and listen. Now, I hope the font is big. It's probably not as big as it should be, because Nathan did warn me to say keep the font big. But so it's my fault if you can't read it at the back. But in our verse, we read. What did we read? Let's all say it together. Do your best, even at the back, if you need your varifocals or whatever focals. Sorry, it's on the ESV, so I know you've got the New King James. So here we are. Ready after three. I want everybody to read it after three. Three. While
walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two of his brothers, Andrew, son of Zebedee, with him called Peter, and Andrew.
That's right. So, an ordinary day, there was these men that were fishermen. And then suddenly this stranger came by. And what did the stranger say? Okay, once more, after three, everybody. Three.
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Right, okay, let's hold it there. So that verse there, and he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And that word there means everybody, people, men, people, everybody. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Now, boys and girls, everybody else, that's the verse, what we say is our text. And under that verse, we're going to look at three things. And I want you all to try and remember these three points. Okay, if you're making notes, boys and girls and everybody, point number one. In that verse, we see what? What does that verse say? Number one, we're going to see a personal plea. That's our first point. Second point, a And then thirdly, we're going to look at
prompt response.
Okay, so those three things. In fact, you've got three key things there. If you're making notes, oh boy, and older ones. And this is for all of us. This is not just for the children. This is a message for all of us if we really want to follow the Lord Jesus. So, let's look at the first point. And the first point is this. And he said to them, follow me. Now then, when it says follow me, we find here the two brothers, Peter and Andrew. How long did it take them to follow the Lord Jesus? How long? 2 days? Immediately. Thank you. Immediately. There they were. They wanted to follow Jesus. Now, isn't that incredible? What is amazing about that? It's incredible because Jesus, they saw this stranger. He said, follow me. And he followed. And they followed. I wonder today, what stops us from really following Jesus? Now, they didn't say, oh look, we're in the middle of sorting our nets out. You know, catching fish, that's our business. That's our livelihood. You know what I mean by livelihood, boys and girls, yeah? You know, we need the money so we can feed our family. They didn't moan, they didn't... They immediately followed Jesus. I meet people today on the streets and the supermarkets who I get the opportunity to talk to them about Jesus. It's interesting. I was at the checkout, can't remember where it was, Asda or one of the shops, and I got to pay, and someone had noticed a leaflet that I'd got in my hand. The checkout person, oh, that looks different, she said. And I said, oh, it's all about Jesus. And as soon as I said, it's all about Jesus, she was quickly moving me on. There was nobody else there. She didn't want to hear anymore. She didn't want to hear anymore. Isn't it incredible? But here was Peter and Andrew. They immediately followed Jesus. Now, we say it was a personal plea. Why is it a personal plea? What makes it? And I want everybody to think, maybe it's one of the older ones. What makes this a personal plea? Who's it from? Why is it personal? Are you with me? Come on. I want you to... Why is it a personal plea? It's personal because it comes from who? Jesus. That's right. I know it seems obvious, but sometimes the obvious we have to think about. It's personal because it comes from Jesus. And anything that comes from Jesus, it means we've got to sit up. We've got to listen. We must take note. But then, even more extraordinary. Look at this. You won't believe the next verse. Look at the next verse. Oh, two of the brothers. I find this even more amazing. All right, let's see if we can all read it together. I apologize if it's not so clear at the back. But after three, I want us all to read the next verse, verse 21. Ready? After three. Three. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat of Zebedee, their father, sending their nets, and then he called them. Okay, so we hold it. So another lot, there were men in their nets, but he called after them. And when he called after them, what do you think happened next? Huh. Look at verse 22. Well, we've got verse 22. Let's all read it again after three. Three. Extraordinary. Do you know, this really hit me because I was studying that. Who did they leave behind? The dad. Now today, it may seem horrendous, you know. What? They just got up to a stranger and they went. But you see, when we talk about Jesus, the call of Jesus is irresistible. And when Jesus calls us, it means we really want to follow him. So here were these two brothers. Jesus called and they followed. Now, we're not saying, and we've got to get this clear, we're not saying we just literally sometimes have to get up and go and we forget about mom and dad. That's not the point of what we're saying here. The main point here was, here were these two men that were called by the Lord Jesus, and there was something different about this call. It was unique. It was different. When I became a Christian and I wanted to go my own way, I knew I couldn't carry on the way I was. I knew I had to say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want you to change me. Why? Because Jesus was calling me. And boys and girls, when Jesus is calling, we've got to obey. What happened with Jonah then? All right, I wasn't at your thing last week. Did Jonah obey first time? Sorry? Yes?
No.
Oh, right, you're awake. No. Did he obey the second time?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. He did. Right. Was he in a bit of a trouble, do you think, later on in the story? Yeah? What trouble was he in then? Come on, let me hear it. I wasn't at camp, so I want to find out. I know Nathan was actually telling me. Was he in a trouble? What sort of trouble was he in? Sorry? Did that be a storm? Storm? Yes? What about a storm? Sorry? It was a great camp, I know. You're all tired, aren't you? Yes? It was a great, there was a storm, and, sorry? He got thrown in the water, that's right. And why was he thrown in the water? Do we know? Why? He did, yeah, because it was a terrible storm. And those who were on the boat, did they think it was his fault as to why it was so bad or not? He thought it was because of his disobedience, and he was thrown overboard, wasn't he?
Great, thank you very much. Excellent.
Well, we want to follow Jesus, don't we? And in the end, we could almost say Jonah, he learnt it the hard way in some ways. So immediately he followed. But then, I've just put that on, just as a reminder, and you've already answered the question. So that was a personal plea. But then I want you to notice, secondly, our verse goes on. I will make you, what? Fishers of men, fishers of people. And when we say fishers, what we mean is to be able to go and talk to people about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was calling all these men together so that as they followed him, they then will be able to tell loads of other people about him and about the kingdom of heaven and about how much they need to believe. So that's what he was doing day by day. I will make you fishers of men. So don't worry, you don't need to carry on the trade that you're doing, because I've got a bigger trade for you. I've got more work for you, far more rewarding. Fishers of men. Now then, how do we do it? He says fishers of men. How do we go about telling people about the Lord Jesus, do you think? Let me just see. Does it mean that? Is it? That's the family there fishing. Again, sorry, it may not be clear. If someone goes out fishing, what do you need if you're going out fishing? Sorry? You need a net. What else do you need? You need a... Did you say boat?
Boat.
Boat, okay. So you need your net, you need a boat. What else? Sorry?
Bait.
Yeah, because it's important, bait. What's a bait for, John? Yeah, that's right. Throw it in. They need the bait, yeah? Fishing rod. So you need all the equipment to go out fishing. Right, what are we saying then? The fishing that we're talking about has got nothing to do with all that. What's this man doing, do you think, on the streets? Can you see it? You probably can't see it so well. He's holding up his Bible. And there's a mission called Open Air Mission. Great work they're doing, going around various people. So that man, he's holding up the Bible. And can you see there's a crowd of people? And you could almost say he's fishing. He's got the right equipment, God's word, and he is telling people about the Lord Jesus. So Jesus was calling all his disciples so that they could go out fishing. Fishing, preaching, and teaching people about the Lord Jesus. I will make you fishers of men. And that's a promise. This is why we've got our church here at Ashbourne. We've got minister, we've got officers. We've got God's word preached faithfully each week by Nathan and others. Because we're fishing, we're telling people about the Lord. And we need to, don't we? Those of you who are on holiday, praise God you're able to have a break, have a rest. Thank God that you're here this morning. You want to be fed by God's word. You want to be built up. And it's great to have you. Come again. I really mean that. And, you know, but we want to be built up. But we must spread this word. This is why I must go. I'm getting frustrated at the minute because of DBGA, all sorts of stuff. We're waiting for one of our, because we go out with men and women on the park. At the moment we've got few men, but we need some more ladies. And the two ladies that are meant to be with us, they've got to go through DBGS or whatever. You know the check they've got. Yeah, okay, the check that they've got to do. And we're waiting. And the government, they keep, oh, they're busy. I want to get on the park to tell people about the Lord Jesus. And I'm chomping at the bits, come on. But I can't just go out, just two men, just talking, you know, on the parks with 15 plus. We want to do it sensibly. But, you know, this is how we go out fishing, telling people about the Lord Jesus. This is why we've got camp. Praise God for camp. Yay, yay. Praise God that we've got facility to have a farm that we can use. Praise God. And get people in. Great work. It's tiring work, but it's great. Why? Because we want you, boys and girls and everybody else, to hear about the Lord Jesus. They've been fishing all week, haven't they? You know, John, Glenn, Nathan, all the... They've all been fishing. Sorry, I'm not mentioning all the names because I can't remember all your names. But all week. That's why they're so tired now, aren't they? But praise God, the Lord will give them the energy. We must keep fishing. Because the Lord says, follow me. And they have followed. The leaders are following the Lord Jesus. And in following the Lord Jesus, they want to tell others about him. I hope you're all with me. Boys and girls, you should have loads on your paper. I hope when I look at those sheets, it's completely... Oh boy, yeah, someone just showed me. I can see your paper in red. Thank you. Well done. So, and this is why, and I love this scripture. Look at this verse in the Bible. Have you ever noticed this next verse? Never heard anyone preach on it. Maybe Nathan has, I don't know. It's so important that we need to get out. It says here, and let's all say it together after three, if you can see it. Ready, after three? Three. Oh. And that's in Jeremiah 22, verse 29. You know, not just for Jeremiah's day. We could say, oh, Ashbourne, Ashbourne, Ashbourne. Hear the word of the Lord. Leicester, Leicester, Leicester. Hear the word of the Lord. We want the whole world. They're going on about leadership election. We need a man or a woman that's got integrity and want to lead the land back to the book again. And we're praying that God will raise up whoever it be, you know, with integrity and honesty to lead us on and to put the standards of God's word back where it should be. So we pray towards that end. Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. And I want you all to notice this final bit on our second point. Jesus's call. Everybody, are we there? Jesus's call is the most important call in the world. Will you follow? Are you following this morning? If you're not following Jesus, what is stopping you from following him? Come on. I want to look everybody straight in the eyes. Wherever you are. Pastor as well. Everybody, we're looking. We know he's following the Lord, of course. But you know, we're going to follow Jesus, people. Hey! You know, it's great, we've been celebrating loads of winnings and all sorts, but we want to follow Jesus. Now, what have we all been following? If you're into sports, what's gripped our nation a few weeks ago? And in fact, I better not be naughty, because at once thought, I thought, do I really want to watch this? But it was great. They were excellent. What's gripped our nation recently that everybody, and maybe I need to give you a clue. That's right. Absolutely. And it's all hashtag. And what's all that mean? What's a hashtag and whatever? Sometimes it means we want to follow someone. We use all that. Can someone tell, what's hashtag then? What is it? Do people use that? Yeah? Yeah, older ones, you can tell me, you can talk.
It's a search trigger.
It's a search trigger, that's right. It is. Very technical. Search trigger. And people say, hashtag. And the hashtag meaning, well, I want to follow, oh, the champions. Or football. Now, as I said, I won't be naughty, but I love my football. And I thought, oh, I know the ladies are good at the football, but will it be any good? I thought. It was brilliant. It was. Actually, look, played much better than the men, I tell you that. Much better. No messing. It was great. And, you know, European champions. And people think, I want to follow them. And it was all, you know, the height of football. It's gone up. But do you know what? More than that. Who do we really want to follow, people? Come on. Jesus, that was like a damn squid job. Come on. Who do we really want to follow? Jesus. That's right. He's the one. As much as they did really well, and we're not going to knock them because they were excellent. Far greater than that is to follow Jesus. We want to make Jesus our champion. And as we're drawing towards a close, we did have a third point, didn't we? What was the third point? Can anybody remember from that first or second slide? We had personal plea, personal promise. What was the third point? Come on. Yes?
Prompt response.
Prompt response. I like it. Boy, they're very good. Very good. Prompt response. We're listening. Prompt response. And where does a prompt response come from? What about Peter and Andrew? Did they follow straight away? And the brothers, John, yeah. It was a prompt response. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. No messing. They really want to follow Jesus. And you know what the problem is with you and I? We're still holding on to our nets. And the nets of our life, the things that are dragging us down, we're still holding on to. And we must get rid of the nets. And when I say the net, what do I mean by that? I mean by that the old life, the old ways, the old habits. Get rid of them. Because if we don't get rid of the old ways and the old nets, they're going to keep dragging us down and down and down, and we're not following Jesus as we ought. Whoever you are, people, follow Jesus. Don't want to follow your old ways. The disciples, as they were, eventually they followed Jesus. A disciple is a follower. They immediately followed him. And my prayer is, like all the leaders from last week, and for those who have come in this morning, if you're not a Christian, it's for you to be willing to follow Jesus. I've explained what I mean by following Jesus means leaving the old net, leaving the nets, our old ways, behind. And there's a verse there. If anyone will come after me, let him deny. Boys and girls, what do we mean by deny then? I need one of the young ones to tell me. Let him deny himself. What does deny, do you think, means? Yes or no? Let me confuse it. Do we say yes to ourselves or no to ourselves? What do you think it means? Yes or no? No, thank you. I thought that's the only other way I could try and explain. Might be a bit confusing still, but there we are. We've got to say no to ourselves, haven't we? No to self, and yes to who?
Jesus.
That's right. So, we want to be those who are responding promptly. We want to be those who say, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you. And we finish off now. Jesus is calling people today. And I've got a globe here. From where? From all over the world. So whether we're black, white, purple, pink, yellow, people, it doesn't matter. Where does God look? God looks on the heart. Ooh, on the heart. And we look on the outside, don't we? Oh, do I really like that person? Do I like how they look? Do I like how they're dressed? No. God looks on the heart. Even in our churches, let's all be careful. You know, it's not all about us dressing up nicely and looking great. You know, we come as we are before our Lord. You know, be willing to come and follow this Lord Jesus day by day. But there's one important thing. People don't always say this, but I will. I'm sure they do. There's no, I use a word here, a long word, no neutrality. You are either going to follow Jesus or not. Now, when I say no neutrality, the Bible doesn't talk about someone sitting on the fence. We don't talk about sitting on the fence. It's not in the Bible. To follow Jesus, we don't talk about sitting on the fence. We're either going to follow him or we're not. Yeah? I know I'm straight there, but we've got to be. There's not in the middle. Well, I'm going to try and do... No. We're either for God or either against him. My prayer this morning is we'll all want to follow him. And that's what we want. Day by day. Even with all the challenges of this life. I'm saying, Lord, I want to follow you. So when he calls, oh, to be willing. To be willing. And I love this verse as we are drawing to a close. For God so loved the world. Actually, so lovely, we'll all say together. Ready? After three. Three.
For God so loved the world, as he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish.
And my prayer is, as it is for everyone, for the campers, for those who have come in this morning for the first time, for all of us, we must keep on following the Lord Jesus. Because in Christ alone, only in him, is our hope found. It's not found in ourselves. It's not found in money. It's not found in riches. It's Christ alone. And that is what we're going to sing as our closing hymn. 6:4-7. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, look at that. He is a cornerstone. This solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. Your life this morning might be like the fiercest drought. You've come in and no one knows what's going on, but God does. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Don't keep on carrying that heavy burden. God can deal with it. No one may know about it, but God can deal with it. Tell him. Be willing to tell him. Well, I shall be around if anyone wants to speak to me afterwards. Thank you. Christ alone.
Thank you.
can say, no power of hell, no scheme of man. Men will try lots and lots, can ever pluck us from your hand till he returns. What a day that will be. Lord God, we pray, keep us ever looking for that glorious day till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power I stand. Lord, we pray that we'll all be certain, even this morning, that we're following you. If we're not following you, Lord, help us to be willing to want to follow you. Will you not, Lord, cause many, even this morning, to look to the Saviour. There's life for a look at Jesus, that we will suddenly realise we're messed up. We need to be cleaned up. We need you to come in to clean us up. Thank you for all that you did for us on that cross, all the way to Calvary. It went for us. Such love. Amen.